Welcome to the Call of a Leader conference call, hosted by Dave Johnson, along with top leaders, sharing the Nicken vision.
Well, good morning, everyone. It's my pleasure to welcome on the call Dr. Paul Minton. And Paul is a cardiologist. He's been with Nicken for a while, and I love having a doctor on the call, especially one that really loves to study. And over my years in the Nicken business, I've met several doctors that have had some high praise for Nicken. I've had two doctors independently say something that I thought was quite exciting. They said that, wow, this is the greatest medical breakthrough since penicillin. Well, that is definitely high praise. I've had some doctors say that, you know, in the future, this is not going to, it's not a matter of if, it's just a matter of when, that this will be the treatment of choice. And so those are fun thoughts to be, especially right now, because we're kind of on the cutting edge. I believe that we are in an era where more and more what you might be called complementary and alternative medicine is just becoming more front and center. And I think it's largely because the public in general is demanding it. People are looking for it. There just seems to be a mega trend where people are looking for other answers. When we think healthcare today, we kind of just, well, it's drugs and surgery, which definitely has its place. But also, if you can work with the body, complement the body, that's a neat thought right there. That's a good thing. And Dr. Jay Middleman, before I even got into Nicken, had a newsletter on the front of the newsletter that said, "May you never know what you're preventing." And that's certainly a good application to think about, and that certainly fits in with our products. You don't have to wait till you have a problem. The best way to treat it is never get it in the first place. But anyway, Dr. Paul has he studied these products out quite a bit, and he actually sent me a book, and it's formidable. You've done your homework, and if you could just kind of give your background a little bit and how you got into studying these products, and if you really think they do work, and maybe a little bit about how, and I think it's going to be an interesting call, and thank you in advance for sharing your wisdom.
Well, thank you very much, Dave, and of course, I just want to pick up on something you said about you never know that what you're preventing, because it's well known in scientific studies that for every dollar spent on preventive medicine, you save anywhere from $6 to $9 dollars in ultimate medical care. So prevention is definitely worthwhile. I got into Nicken several years ago when I met Gary Akavenko when we were living in Portland, Maine. And of course, being trained in Western medicine with a scientific background, I was very skeptical about the claims of the results of some of these technologies. And my wife, who's a professional musician, and raised together, we raised six sons, and being the mother of six sons, she doesn't believe anything. Consequently, she was also skeptical. However, we did have some remarkable results from the magnetic technologies, the acetylmeristoliate, and my wife actually had an increase in her bone density while taking osteodense, so much so that the report from the radiologist had an exclamation point after the interpretation that the bone density had increased, which is unusual in the medical profession. In any event, I found it difficult to convince my similarly Western-trained medical colleagues about these technologies, so I began to get together some of the scientific papers that support the use of Nicken technologies, and I put together this compilation of papers 3 years ago. I haven't updated it since, mainly because we've been moving over the past 2 years. But in any event, I have these scientific support for the use of magnets, for the use of fetal myristoate, CM, capsules and cream, lactoferrin, ribonuclease, enriched lactoferrin added to the Nightingale's osteopents, the benefits of air filtration, particularly negative ions, the benefits of water filtration, and the effect of these new progesterol bergamot on lipids. Now, the poster publication is that by Dr. Michael Weintraub of New York, which was published in a peer-reviewed medical journal. In a peer-reviewed medical journal, for those of you who may not know the significance, there's a journal that publishes papers only after they've been sent out to a number of people who are experts in the field to make sure that the methods are properly done, the conclusions are based on the evidence, and it's not junk science. So Dr. Weintraub's paper was published in 2003 on the effect of the first Nikan product, the magnetic insoles, MagSteps in diabetic neuropathy, and with over 300 or so patients in 40 years or more medical centers and practices, he found that there was an 80% improvement. So that got me very interested in it, so I began to assemble scientific papers and found that there's a scientific basis for the effect of magnets on pain, on fibromyalgia. It improves the peripheral circulation as shown by thermal photographic images. Remarkably, these magnetic wristbands improve the carpal tunnel, and there's also some evidence that it may improve the remodeling of blood vessels after injury, either mechanical injury or injury from disease processes such as atherosclerosis, the process that is involved producing heart attack and stroke. CM, acetyl myristoate, is a remarkable product because it's unlike other non-steroidals like Motrin, Indocin, Voltaren, Relafin, et cetera, et cetera. These prescription drugs, unlike those, it's a natural, if you will, organic, although that term is widely misused, but it's a naturally occurring product derived from natural fatty acids, and there have been a number of studies in 2002-2004 showing the effect in arthritis and joint pain equal to that of the prescription products. I myself took a prescription product for what I like to call maturity onset arthritis, if you will. You know, getting old and having creaky joints. One of the prescription drugs that I took sent my blood pressure up over 200, so I had to stop taking it. But I've been taking the CM joint capsules now for 8 or 10 years, and it controls the discomfort, and there's no adverse effect. Now, in 2011, there was a published paper surveying over 86,000 individuals who had either a heart attack or some form of coronary heart disease, which is the most common heart disease in this country and in many parts of the world. And they found that there was a significant mortality in recurrence of heart attack in individuals taking these prescription non-steroidal drugs. So much so that the conclusion of the authors was that these prescription non-steroidal drugs should not be given to individuals who had a heart attack or who have manifestations, symptoms of coronary disease or stroke. Now that would, to me, seem to open up an enormous market for, I'm not a business person, but it would seem to open up an enormous market for CM, and yet it's been very difficult to convince medical colleagues of this. And this paper is cited in my compilation of medical literature, and it I think it should be widely publicized. How am I doing, Dave? Is this the type of information that you want, or am I going to into too much detail?
No, this is fascinating. Very, very good. I just kind of going back at what you were originally talking about, Weintraub, and, 80% improvement. I believe there's some other, medical procedures that don't have, the significance of 80%. I'm just thinking, wow. all with no downside. And I think that's just, that's phenomenal. But just, yeah, go ahead. Just keep going. This is really good stuff.
Yeah. Cause I want to leave some room for people when they ask me any questions. Everyone knows that aspirin is a magical medicine. It's been around for 150 years. Well, lactoferrin is a similar magical medicine. And there was a review article in the Journal of the American College of Nutrition, which is a peer-reviewed publication in 2001, summarizing the anti-inflammatory effects of lactoferrin. And, for example, one of the effects found on lactoferrin is, and this was published in a peer-reviewed journal as well, is that people with inflammatory bowel disease, like Crohn's disease or ulcerative colitis, benefit from taking lactoferrin, which of course is a natural product made from mother's milk. And there's nothing bad about mother's milk. And these people seem to benefit. Which was a surprise to me. And as I read more about lactoferrin, it has a wide variety of beneficial effects on the human physiology. It's an immunity enhancement. It's an anti-inflammatory drug. It tends to, it's an anti-inflammatory agent. I shouldn't say drug because it's not a drug. And it promotes healing. Now, there was a publication from New Zealand in, about 10 years ago, let's see, it was published in 2005, by an investigator, a PhD called Gillian Cornish, and she was studying lactoferrin, and as a side effect of what she was studying, she found that it promoted the growth of bone. Wow, sorry. It promoted the growth of bone. And from that, Dr. Naidu, who I believe everyone in England is about, a brilliant scientist nominated twice for the Nobel Prize, he took that information and developed a ribonuclease-enriched lactoferrin, which he called osteovince, which, as we all know, is the has the unusual effect of not only preventing bone reabsorption, which is the way most of the prescription bone enhancement drugs work, but stimulates new bone production, the very first agent to do that. And he has data that support that, and this was published in peer-reviewed journals. And in 2009, and in 2010, he also had an additional study that showed that osteodense, just like the unmodified lactoferrin improves the inflammatory status. It reduces inflammation. So that is, in a sense, a remarkable agent with superb scientific documentation along all of the steps of development of its benefit. Now, when we had a wellness event at our home in Maine a few years ago, we were talking about air filtration and the effect of the Mekin air filters that not only are HEPA filters, but they're the only filter that produces negative ions. And one of the women who attended said that she had two parakeets and bought a sonic air filter from the Sharper Image. And she put it into the room where she had the two parakeets, her sunroom, and the next morning the two parakeets were dead. And there has been a suit, as I understand, against the Sharper Image because of the toxic effect of their type of air filtration. Is that correct? Other people will know more about that than I.
Yeah, there's some other companies that talk about negative ion, but the ion production is created by what's the corona effect, which also creates an abundance of ozone, and ozone can have its place in scrubbing germs and killing things, but also it can kill parakeets. I kind of think of the canary in the mine, where
there's little things die,
and that's
a
issue. ours is a unique process where it has a lower voltage and it makes just an abundance of negative ions without any of the ozone, and so that's a lot of value. An ozone generator could be really great if you're, say, a hotel owner and somebody comes and smokes in your room, or something to scrub bad smells with. But I don't think ozone is something that you'd want to be running while you're sleeping there in bed hour after hour, because it is a free radical, a powerful free radical, and probably not really conducive with health, as parakeets will tell you.
Well, let me just read a short sentence here that was published in the American Journal of Respiratory and Clinical Care Medicine in 2011 about air filtration. And they say that our results support the hypothesis that systemic inflammation and impaired endothelial function, that's the lining of the blood vessels, can be favorably influenced by a reduction of particle concentration. In other words, by a reduction of the particles in the air, and particularly negative ion production. So here is scientific information that the HEPA filter plus negative ion production is beneficial to heart health. So I just wanted to say a couple of words about the other two sections of my summary. When we were in Maine, every year we would get a district advisory from the Yarmouth. That happened to be the community we were living in, which has some of the best water in the state. And the advisory advised vulnerable people, persons, for example, the elderly, children, anyone taking immunosuppressive drugs, that these vulnerable persons could be particularly at risk from infection from the substances that are in the water, even though the water fulfills all of the federal guidelines for safety. They nevertheless insert this disclaimer that if you're a vulnerable individual in these categories, you should perhaps use filtered or bottled water. Now that to me was a very spectacular type of a statement. So that would speak to support the use of water filtration. And as all of you in Meekin know, we have some phenomenal water filtration products. And finally, I ran a cholesterol clinic for the last several years when I was in practice. So I was very interested in the effect of bergamot, the progesterol product. And although the scientific data are not yet overwhelming, they certainly support the use of it as an adjunct in lowering cholesterol. So that, Dave, pretty much summarizes the information that I put together.
That's awesome. I would like to just mention HEPA is used a lot, and that the newest NECAN system is actually ULPA, ULPA, ultra low particulate, and a lot of us are familiar with the popular term nano, which is extremely small. And one of the things, you guys being from Maine originally, one of the most fascinating things is that little state of Maine, the coastline, if you could grab it and pull it out, it would actually be longer than the United States. But the nooks and crannies, and kind of along that idea, the nanoparticles, the little teeny tiny things, if you add up that surface area, it's many, many times greater than the surface area of the big things that you might see when sunlight is streaming in the window and you see little things floating around. And also, nose hairs, different things like that, your body can defend against bigger things. But the nanoparticles, the little things, that a lot of stuff is man-made now that's floating around, it stays suspended in the air easier since it's so small. And it's more invasive into the body and can do more damage. And so having not just HEPA, but ultra efficient is a big deal. And so not only do we filter, but at a much greater extent than the typical filters. And so I think that's just a really good plus about the NECAN system, all with having the vitamins of the air, or whatever you want to call the negative ions, which has been shown to just be very, very health promoting. And so that's a neat thing, all without ozone. And so that's a great thing. Also, Dr. Paul, I understand that the progesterol, a lot of the function of it is it's a systemic anti-inflammatory that's one of the good functions. And I was reading some of the studies on it, and I shared that with a pharmaceutical rep, and he says, oh my goodness, these studies are better than Lipitor, all without side effects.
I haven't, as I mentioned to you, I haven't been kept up to date because of we moved from two houses into one and just finally getting settled. I would be interested, obviously, in getting that information.
Yeah, that's neat stuff. Well, and any other thoughts? Have you had any exciting personal experience or shared NECAN with someone that is just particularly heartwarming or impressive?
Have I?
Uh-huh.
Yes, well, actually, we had visitors when we were in Maine, and there was one woman who actually worked at the Sarasota Memorial Hospital in administration, and she had a lot of arthritis. And, in fact, we arranged for her to, sleep in a bedroom on the first on the main floor because she couldn't walk up the stairs easily to the second floor. And that, bedroom had a magnetic mattress, one of the original ones, actually. And the next morning, when she got up, she told us that she'd had, you know, the stories that I hear from other people, this was one of the few times I heard it in person from one of our guests, that she had the best night's sleep and her joints were not aching that morning. And when she got back to Sarasota, she got a couple of magnetic mattress pads for her own bed. And she also related a story that when she had an MRI, for about 3 days after the MRI, her joints felt a lot better. And I've heard that a lot. I mean, obviously, we're not going to be putting MRI machines in people's homes, but magnetic mattresses seem to be equally effective. And this was a very dramatic type of thing. And I never told her. We never said, oh, look, we want to. There was no introduction as to, you know, there was no hype that here, see how you feel sleeping on this bed. This was all very spontaneous. So that was quite dramatic. And the bone density, some of the bone density improvements, of course, are dramatic.
Well, that's pretty neat. Well, do you have time for a few questions?
Oh, yeah, I'm available. Right.
Okay, let's see.
All callers are unmuted. All callers are muted and may unmute themselves by pressing *6.
Okay, if anybody's got a question, just push *6, and then when your question's done, then push *6 again, please.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Hi, Dave. This is Judalyn in Sacramento, California.
Wow. Hello, California.
Hello. Hey, Doc. It's really great to hear all this information. I'm a nurse as well. And I was curious about the lactoferrin.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you were talking about an osteogenesis. Now, the lactoferrin, you say it's... we can use it as like an anti-inflammatory. Can it be kind of used in the place of NSAIDs?
Can it be used, can osteogens be used in the place of what?
Like a non-steroidal anti-inflammatory?
Oh.
You know, NSAIDs?
Oh, I see what you mean. You mean as an anti, well, it doesn't seem, well, there are some people I've heard who take osteogens and indicate that their discomfort has improved. I haven't seen any studies to that effect because the data are far more impressive with the acetylmyristoleate, which...
with the CM cream and the joint formula?
On the joints. And incidentally, I admit, if I could just add this one thing, Nikon was ahead of the pharmaceutical industry with their CM cream because the CM cream had been around for quite a few years when the makers of Voltaren, which is an prescription anti-inflammatory agent, came out with their topical cream. So, there is a basis. But I haven't seen scientific evidence. This isn't to say that I demand scientific evidence if someone gets a benefit from taking something. But I haven't seen it with osteogens or with lactoferrin in terms of actual relief. So,
do you think the lactoferrin has a cumulative effect if, like, we were to take the lactoferrin, like, the, you know, it has a cumulative effect over a period of time with the anti-inflammatory effect, like an NSAID, like, say, for instance, a lot of people are put on ibuprofen for, like, a three-week regime or that type of thing to help reduce the inflammation, typically. If we were to put the lactoferrin in place of that, say, for instance, people couldn't afford the full osteogens, the full bone pack, is that something that, you know, I would be able to back up with any type of, when I go to see my other doctors and different types of stuff, any type of opportunities there with showing that that is a potential opportunity for their clients and patients that they can't take Motrin, can't take those types of things.
Mm-hmm. Well, certainly, I would agree. Let me give you the reference on the anti-inflammatory activities of lactoferrin. It's in the Journal of the American College of Nutrition in Volume 20, 2001. And the author is Conneely, C-O-N-N-E-E-L-Y. You might want to look at that. That you get a lot of benefit from reviewing it.
And, Doc, lastly, are your papers available for us to look at, to use as supportive evidence to support your studies and your research to back you up further?
I'll ask Dave about that. I know when I have them put together and bound, it was really quite expensive. I only had 20 of them done. And
we'll tip and figure something out.
Okay. Well, very good. Well, thank you so much for your time. It's so valuable. Thanks, Dave, for arranging this.
Dr. Paul, this is Nani Chang in Ohio. Related to inflammation, what do you say about celiac disease in relating to all what you have been saying?
Okay. could you phrase your question just a little differently? I want to make sure I understood it.
Someone has celiac disease.
With disease?
Celiac disease?
Yeah, of the, yeah.
Celiac disease.
Yeah, of the intestine.
Screw, non-tropical screw. I don't know. I don't know about celiac disease. Celiac disease, I'd have to look it up. I don't know the relationship of celiac disease to inflammatory bowel disease such as Crohn's or ulcerative colitis. And, of course, a lot of people avoid gluten because of that, because of the effect.
It's a collapse of the bacteria in the colon and in the digestive system. So vital balance, probiotics is a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Bruce Bowen from New Hampshire. Hi.
I don't know if everyone is aware of this, but there's a huge movement now for what's called, and it sounds horrible, fecal implants. They take, because they found that, for example, with this terrible, usually hospital-acquired Clostridium difficile diarrhea from this bacterium, that giving people the stools of healthy individuals, and there are companies now that prepare this in capsule form, so it's just capsule. And the remarks are, I mean, the results are incredible, and I'd invite everyone to take a look at that on the internet then that eventually, you can be sure, will take the place of these probiotics.
What do we look for? What words do we put in the Google?
Oh, I just put in fecal, F-E-C-A-L, implants or fecal capsules for a diarrhea or something like that.
Okay.
I haven't done it because I get these medical emails and publications that talk about it, that's right about it.
Okay, thank you.
Dave?
Yeah.
This morning, Jerry, over in Texas, quite a few of these studies that he was making reference to are available through Focus on Growth. They've got one item number 1180, which is like nine different studies, which includes NIDU's studies on inflammation and the CM cream and some of those.
Oh, thank you. That's focusongrowth.com.
Right. Or the 800 number is 800-496-8508. And I think it's about $15 for the book of studies. And it's very, very informative.
No, thank you. Thank you.
Welcome.
Hi, Dave. This is Barbara in Florida.
Hi, Barbara.
Hey, I had a question. If a joint is started to collapse or deform, or, you know, like, I guess it's arthritis. I just don't like to use words like that. Is there any way that it would rebuild back with the osteodense and that, or just stop it at that point and then continue? And would that be a double dose of osteodense?
You're asking me? I don't know. I think that the structural changes, the you know, when it's bone on bone, and that's what usually happens because the cartilage is tends to disintegrate with age and when it's, or activity, and there are a lot of young people that need replacements, and various joint replacements. But when it's bone on bone, I'm not sure that there's anything available that can rebuild that.
Okay, and then if it's a, like a spur or a calcification of some sort that's causing aggravation in the joint, do you think it would dissipate or not dissolve, but just absorb that or help that over time?
Well, I don't know. I'm a cardiologist, and that's a little bit.
I know. I just thought I
would. Not out of my field. although I'll tell you the reason I got interested in joint health is because of the tremendous negative effect of hip fracture on the heart. I mean, there's a huge, I think, mortality in women after hip fracture. The elderly women is about 30%, and the mortality in men is after hip fracture is double that. And because I serve as a consultant to the legal profession, and I had cases like that because these people then died of heart failure or heart attack. So I became interested in bone and joint health, mainly from the point of view of preventing that, of trying to treat osteoporosis and prevent it. And I don't know about the other aspects of the spurs. There are certainly a lot of anecdotal experiences that I hear from time to time of people who have taken double doses of osteopens and they're discomforting through, I don't know about the dissolution of spurs. I just don't know.
Could I share something about that? Would that be all right?
Of course.
All right. My father, Mrs. Thane Shively, and Barbara, I've got a great deal of information to share in that area as far as the bone-on-bone, having suffered it myself, and also the spurs with both my parents. If you want, you can call me afterwards. My phone number is area code 208-681-7550. And Doc, I'll share this story with you. As far as what had happened with my father, back in the early 80s, he actually suffered a horrific motorcycle accident and actually had to rebuild his knee because he bent it forward like a sandhill crane and basically obliterated and just destroyed his knee. And he was literally just a few months after the new information that helped the doctors rebuild his knee, because if it was a few months earlier, they would have amputated it because it was destroyed so bad. But anyhow, we were camping last year, and my dad was climbing up into his camper, and it actually caught it on the step going up into the camper, which kind of jarred it and pulled it out of place. And it actually caused a paroxysm of major issues where his knee was very painful going up and down steps and things like that. He actually went to Dr. Biddall here in Idaho Falls, who is the son of the doctor that rebuilt his knee the years earlier. And Dr. Biddall actually, you know, did an ultrasound, x-ray, whatever he did, and I looked at my dad and he says, your knee is full of arthritic issues, you've got bone spurs everywhere else. It's time for a knee replacement. And Dad actually took the MagFlex, and with the little hole that's in there, he actually weaved a shoestring through that. And every morning, or every day, I guess, he takes and ties it to the outside of his pant leg or underneath his pant leg, so he's got it on a daily occasion to have that magnetic influence. And then he doubled up on the dosage of the Osteodense, the bone health pack. And it was pretty tender for him for about the first month thereafter, but looking at him now, you know, here it is several months out of the gate, he has absolutely no discomfort in that knee. He's able to climb up and down steps and things of that nature. And, you know, it's quite fascinating, because I too had suffered massive horrific issues, and I was diagnosed with a chiropractor with an x-ray and things of that nature, doing something really stupid that I knew I shouldn't have done. And I had actually crushed the disc, herniated a couple others, tore cartilage, ligament, and muscle in my back and my right hip at the same time. And I began to eat that stuff like it was candy. And within about an 8-month time frame, I was free and clear. I was out of the woods when the doctor said flat out. In fact, the chiropractor told me, he says, you need medical treatment. There's nothing I can do. I can't manipulate you or put it back in place. You've torn some things pretty bad. I can't help you. So instead of going the medical route, I went with the magnetics and the osteodense. And again, I was eating twice or three times the dosage of the bone health pack to be able to help re-bolster and rebuild the soft tissue damage that I had destroyed in my back and also in my right hip.
That's quite impressive.
Yeah, to this day, I have absolutely no issues at all. None whatsoever.
Cool.
That's another anecdotal. Yeah.
Well, there's your answer.
I wanted to share something. This is Anias Narciso in Lake Del, California. Regarding the bone on bone, I recall long ago Pat Terry and Mac McDonald came to the Bay Area and they were doing leadership training for all of us. And someone had asked a question, and I remember the bone on bone. It was so long ago. You may want to ask them, Dave. And it's a young boy had a bone on bone health issue, and I know they put him on a very high dose of joint. The formula, and I think they have, you know, they're very thorough, and they've kept looking in a wellness home as well, the hydration with the primary living water, and other things that, you know, they were training us to do, get the maximum results immediately. And they shared that this young man was able to play basketball. So that really flashed in my mind. It was very memorable. And then I wanted to share that there is a site, that is the bonejointhealth.info, and it might not have the specific things you're asking, but that's a very helpful website. And Dr. Jackson has some case reports and their testimonials, and those might be things you might like to look into. There's also a YouTube video of a snippet of a training that Dr. Charles Friend did in the Bay Area when the fecal marriage story is introduced. And he played, I think, maybe a 1 minute segment of a dog, who had fallen off, the hay truck or something like that. And it shows the dog on his leg, walking on two front legs, because his legs were, the hind legs were totally injured and couldn't move. And they put him on that, you know, the, you know, the fecal marriage story. And, the owner took some videos progressively. And, at the end of the video, he is walking with four legs. Quite dramatic. It's on YouTube, so you can just look, you know, for that. It's very dramatic. Thanks for letting me share that. I'm glad I got this call to remember all that.
Good morning. This is Ron in Orlando, Florida.
Hi, Ron.
I just came in on Tuesday, so I've been familiar with Megan a little previously. I was curious what the good doctor had made a comment on the cholesterol, because my last appointment at the doctor, my cholesterol was up about 10 points over into the unsatisfactory region. And I was curious which of the products that he was talking about.
I was talking about progesterone, the bergamot.
I'm sorry, would you spell that, please?
Sure. B-E-R-G-I-S-T-E-R-O-L, bergesterone.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, it's a liquid. I'd actually recommend that you take double the recommended dose for at least 4 to 6 weeks, and then have the cholesterol, the lipid profile rechecked.
All right, sir. Thank you very much.
Hi, this is Sandra in Northern California, and I just wanted to add something to the bone-on-bone discussion. And that is that I asked Dr. Naidu about that when he spoke in the Bay Area. And he said that often the reason that doesn't heal is because there's so much mobility in the joint and it rubs off the newly formed cartilage. So he recommended using a light knee wrap or even some kind of a joint support that would keep it more stable while taking the bone health back.
Okay. Sounds reasonable.
Yeah, and that's what I've been doing, and I've had quite a bit of luck with it, except in one small area, so I'm continuing to work on that.
Oh, I love the synergy idea, using several different things at the same time anyway, so that makes sense.
And then Dr. Robin Eckholm was there at the same time, and she said, if inside the wrap I put two of the power chips, you know, one on either side, that she thought that would accelerate the healing. So I've been doing that, too.
I don't think there's any question that the magnetic energy can accelerate healing. There was one orthopedic surgeon in mid-Maine who put the original large disc magnet in a couple of them in every jab when he treated fractures, and he, in his opinion, he felt that it accelerated healing. So I've heard so many reports about that, but I really believe it. I agree.
Good morning, Dave. This is Jim from Las Vegas.
Hi, Jim.
I have a question for the doctor. I have a friend who has a very serious heart problem. His doctor's reporting basically the heart muscle is good, and so he can get the circulation. What would the doctor recommend to work on?
You're a little garbled there. On my end, for which I apologize. What is the serious heart problem? You don't mind everybody knowing about it?
His doctors have told him his heart muscle is basically dead. It just flops around like a fish on dry land. And so he doesn't get the circulation that he needs. And I was wondering, I've started him on greenzymes in our water, but I wondered what else would be good for rebuilding the heart muscle.
Well, that's a difficult task to rebuild heart muscle, and there's a huge amount of research that's going into that right now. Scientific medical research involving everything from stem cells, injecting stem cells into the coronary arteries, injecting stem cells directly into the heart muscle. In fact, there's a big series in Europe with a few thousand people in whom that's being attempted. In terms of what's available through NEGAN, I don't want this to be construed as necessarily a recommendation, a scientific recommendation. However, general health with vitamins, greenzymes, Siaga, air filtration, water, I think general health measures certainly have the potential for being beneficial.
Right.
Just getting a good night's sleep is one of the biggest things for heart, for anything.
Yeah, I don't want to be in the position here of having to render a cardiology opinion without more objective information, but looking at it from the perspective of NEGAN, those would be the measures that I would recommend.
Okay, great. Thank you, Doc.
Well, how about one more question, and we'll let you go. We could probably keep you here all day, and it'd be fascinating. But we have one more, and we'll get on with our day.
Okay.
Well, maybe everybody's happy.
Dave.
I have a question. This is Mark. A friend of mine has an issue with her bone and knuckles and her hands. Is there a product that I should concentrate on that?
Well, I think that question's been answered with the use of the bone pack. I mean, some of the results are really quite remarkable. But you will note that it isn't something that's going to produce a result in a week. Or even 2 weeks, it's going to take time, of course, because bone metabolism is a very slow process.
Okay. Appreciate it.
Does that answer your question?
It sure does. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Well, I really appreciate you. Yeah, if I had that in my hand, I'd probably take the osteodent and the joint. And maybe put my hand in a knee wrap or something while I'm asleep in bed to kind of work on that. But and of course, all of the products are good. But anyway, hey, thank you so much for your time, Dr. Paul. And
it's a pleasure.
hope you realize what you have in your hands. This is something where you can really change your life. I love just the thought that if you give your body what it needs, amazing things can happen, and that's really what
Nican does is just optimize the environment and give us the raw materials that might be deficient. And so it really is exciting, and what an awesome opportunity we have to help other people by sharing these wonderful solutions. Well, thanks everyone.
To learn more about Nican, we encourage you to contact the person who suggested you listen to this information.